91X News.
It's 20 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Sam Normand with 91X News. On the heels of a string of arsons, Fire Prevention Week reigns over Belleville. Since mid-September, the Belleville Fire and Police Departments have been working on a string of arsons, making an arrest in October. Fire Chief Rayum Shepiud says recent events highlight the importance of fire prevention.
It's been effective. We try to keep it in people's mind during this time of year that fire is a hazard that has to be looked at, just like anything else in somebody's home, and that fire is a danger, and it has been productive. We've reduced a lot of loss of life and loss of injury and loss of property because of fire prevention, and Fire Prevention Week in particular. However, fire prevention should be a year-round activity and not just once a year.
Statistics reveal that the most common causes of fires are leaving candles unattended, falling asleep while a candle is lit, and candles located too close to flammable objects. Fire Prevention Week runs until October 15th. A group calling for democracy in Ukraine plans to stage a demonstration outside the Ukrainian consulate in Toronto tonight. The Canadian Group for Democracy in Ukraine is calling for all political prisoners to be released in Ukraine. The demonstration comes on the same day that a verdict is expected in the case of former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Tymoshenko is charged with abuse of office over her handling of a gas import contract in 2009. She says the trial is an attempt by longtime political foe President Viktor Yanukovych to bar her from coming elections as a convicted felon. Prosecutors want a 7-year sentence for Tymoshenko. You can add palm fronds to the list of items involved in the Middle East conflict. Reporter Jordana Miller explains from Jerusalem.
For the first time in over 30 years, Egypt has decided to ban the export of palm fronds to Israel, which are used to celebrate the upcoming Jewish holiday of Sukkot. 700,000 palm fronds used to pour in every year at this time, but many believe the strained ties and growing popular anti-Israel sentiment fueled the decision to cut off the supply. Egyptians are desperate for work, and they found a way to get the palms to Israel anyway via Jordan, but that pushed up prices. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The federal government wants Mexico to do more when Canadians are victims of crime in that country. Diana Blonsi, the Minister of State of Foreign Affairs, says Ottawa feels significant frustration over how cases are handled by Mexican authorities. Blonsi recently returned from a visit to Mexico and the Dominican Republic, two of the most popular destinations for Canadian travelers. She says officials in both countries were receptive to her concerns about what happens when Canadians are killed abroad. She said it often appears that nothing is done to find the perpetrators of such cases. Several Canadians have been killed in Mexico in recent years as the country struggles with spiraling drug-related violence. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
NBA fans will have to wait at least an additional 2 weeks before the season gets underway. Commissioner David Stern announced today the lockout will result in a cancellation of the first 2 weeks of the season. If the two sides can't agree to terms, Stern says additional cancellations could be possible. The Detroit Tigers are looking to Doug Fister to slow down the red-hot Texas Rangers tonight. Texas is countering with righty Colby Lewis as they look to take a 3-0 lead in the AL Championship Series. The Chicago White Sox introduced Robin Ventura as the team's new manager. Ventura says he was humbled and honored to be the team's 39th manager. The Napanee Raiders are in action as they play host to the Amherstview Jets tonight. Game starts at 7:30, and the Raiders look to improve upon their 500 record. After two road games to start the year, the Ottawa Senators are finally back at Scotiabank Place tonight to take on the Minnesota Wild. The 0-2 Sens look to clinch their first win of the year against former Senator Danny Heatley. Pittsburgh is forced to play yet another game without team captain Sidney Crosby, who has been out since January 6th. The Penguins are hosting Florida tonight in Pittsburgh. Toronto Maple Leafs prospect Greg McKay was awarded Player of the Week honors in the OHL this week thanks to a 6-assist game against Owen Sound. McKay was selected in the third round in 2010 by the Leafs. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x Weather.
91x Weather. Today, sunny, high of 23, UV index 5 or moderate. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 13. Wednesday, cloudy, showers beginning in the afternoon, wind becoming east 30 kilometers an hour late in the evening, high of 19. It's 20 degrees, and I'm Sam Normand with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.